Okay, we're on 65A1, three lines down.
Middle of the line.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So now we're going to quote a bunch of cases where we have shogeg on truma, amazing on another aveira. Okay, so let's take a look. So if you were shogeg in the truma and you're amazing on chametz, you didn't know that it was truma. So you ate chametz on Pesach that was truma b'shogeg, but you knew it was chametz and you knew you were being over on Pesach. Or let's take another case: shogeg b'truma umeze b'nazir. You're a nazir. Let's suppose you have grapes that were truma, and so you didn't know they were truma, but you knew they were also to eat as a nazir. So you ate of amazin as a nazir, but shogeg as truma. Or shogeg b'truma umeze b'yom kippurim. Same thing. You knew it's Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat it, but you didn't realize it was truma you were eating. So, what's the rule? In other words, the question is, are you going to get malchus? Is that the question? Or will you be obligated to pay for the truma, right? In other words, we're talking, all these cases, if you get, there's one aveira which you could get malchus for if you were given hasra'ah from that. For that aveira, right? A nazir who eats grapes or wine or drinks wine. What? And would that be considered kibbutz rabbanei? And then he wouldn't have to pay for the truma, or maybe since truma is an exception, so you always pay and you don't get malchus. What's the rule over here? Because here. Or both? Yeah, maybe that's another possibility. So the Gemara says like this: in niftarei b'shnei dvarim. If you're going to interpret the two transgressions, that is to say, the aveira of truma, which was b'shogeg, and the aveira of whatever other, right, Yom Kippur, Nazir, what was the other one? Chametz, right? If you're going to consider it as two separate situations, independent matters, sanicha, then both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are going to hold that you'll be obligated to pay for the truma. So it says over here, an 8, if he was not warned about the other prohibition, he won't get the malchus, and he'll have to pay for the truma, right? Now, the Gemara, the significance is, he says, even according to Rish Lakish, who usually holds that if it's an aveir which has malchus in it, even if it's a shogeg and you don't get the malchus, but you still apply the principle of Pumle Rabbi Minei, that over here, he would agree that you pay. Why? She says, why? Because since the two Isurim are considered to be independent, right? Shuma is independent from Yom Kippur, independent from Nazir, independent from Pesach. So therefore, the Malchus, for one violation, does not exempt the person from paying money for the other violation, which was Truma, right? Now, he says in the brackets, an important point here. Let's suppose he did get a hasra'ah, and he did get malchus. Would he then have to pay? He says, actually, the same principle would apply in a case where he was warned. He'll get the malchus for the transgression, but this malchus will not exempt him from paying for the truma because the two violations are independent. Okay? So there you have a discussion there. So that's it. This is one side. In Niftarei, if you're going to interpret, this is like the Rishonim is speaking out the lambda, so to speak. If you hold that it's two separate, independent matters, so nicha will that'll be nicha means that there's no machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish will both agree that you pay. In Niftarei B'davar Echad, however, if you're going to consider the violation as one large violation, because after all, the Afila was one violation, it's not taking place in two separate times, then Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Then it will be a Machlokas, right? But according to Rish Lakish, you won't have to pay. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, you will have to pay.
Does anyone say you're not chayim on the mezuzah? Everyone says you're chayim on the mezuzah.
Everyone says you're chayiv.
Oh,
you mean if you eat a b'mezid. What would be if you ate the truma b'mezid?
You did the other avera b'mezid.
You did both averas b'mezid. That's you're asking
this
both.
This case in the Gemara.
The Gemara's case was you did the truma b'shogeg. You did the other avera b'mezid.
So you're never off the one that you did b'mezid because you did it b'mezid. The shaila is what you're going to be responsible for the shogeg. Correct.
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, if we're talking about where you didn't get hasra for the mezid, so you're not really high of anything per se. But again, according to Rosh Lakish, even if you don't get malchus, you still get if it's considered again, if it's on the, this is on the tzad that it's all one, it's considered one action. Okay. Now the Gemara discussed what. Do we say the Gemara's not going to talk? We're kind of veering off Malkus. We're going to go to Karas. What's the rule with Karas? Is there a Kamli Bidaram and by a Chayav Krisus? Okay, Tom Antonio, it says over there. Yeah, maybe that's the way to say it. Yeah. So again, which is more Chomer, Karas or Malkus? No. I think that if a person gets malchus, it automatically ponders him from getting karas. He won't get karas if he gets malchus. I think so, because it's considered more.
Really?
I think so. I think you should go for malchus. Yeah, for sure. I'm not sure actually. Okay, so this is a Mishnah Megillah. In Yonah Diyama, we have something from Megillah here. Ein bein Shabbos Yom Kippur Mela Shazehu Shazez Donu Idei Adam Shazez Donu Bihikaris. The only difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur is that this one, if you over and bemazed, if you're over Machal Shabbos bemazed, you get punishment be bezdin. And this one, Yom Kippur, if you do a bemazed, you get karis, which is a chi of min hashamayim. That's the difference. That's the Mishnah. Chorus, right? The Gemara makes a deal from that Mishnah. Hobbit Tashlumin. If you're saying that is the only difference, then it's mashma when it comes to Kamalei B'Ramimine, that they're the same, right? That Hobbit Tashlumin, Zevazah Shavin. They're both the same, meaning they're both just like this Kamalei B'Ramimine by Mises Bezdin. So too, this Kamalei B'Ramimine by Chorus. It's a simple deal from a Mishnah. Okay, Masnisa Rav Nechunya ben Alkona. So the Gemara says that's like Rav Nechunya. The son of Rav Nechunya ben Alkona, Imer Yom Tov Kippur Kumshas and Tashlumin. He said this explicitly. He's a Tana that said that Karis has the same din as far as Kamalei B'Ramimine as Shabbos, which is a Kriyas Skil. So we see, such a Pshita. Rav Shimon Manasya Imer Mechuyve Krisos Ki Mechuyve Mises Besen. Someone who's chayiv koras is just like he's chayiv misa, which sounds very similar, right? They both seem to be saying the same thing. Look closely at what they both said, right? Rav Yechon ben Akon said, Yom Kippur is like Shabbos for Tashlumin. And the other one said, Rav Shimon Manasseh said, Mechuyave Krisus is like Mechuyave Mises Pesta. The Gemara, because we don't have it on this page, but if you turn to the next page, 65a3, the Gemara asks the obvious question, Ma Beinehon, what is the difference between these two statements? The Gemara answers, Abacha B'Shem Rabbeinu Amar, Nara Nida Beinehon. The difference is, if you violate a Nara who is a Nida, that will be the difference. What is the difference? The Gemara is going to explain it on the base. So let's go on the base. Amar Mona. He has another answer that Achos Isha is also a difference. Right? Let's start recording here.
Isn't the difference that the first Mandamar says Shabbos, which is only Skila, and the second Mandamar says Misas Beitin, which could include all four types of Misas?
No. That is not a difference. No one has a Svara to say that there's a special Kamal ibn Ramine only reserved for Skila. There's no Sfar like that.
No, but so what I'm saying is...
You're trying to make an Akamino. The Gemara would never consider that Akamino.
The second Mandalmar is expanding it beyond just Skila.
I understand. In the words, you're right. In the words, that is a distinction, but it's not a filth between the two Shitas, because everybody holds Kol Min Ramine is across the board. Yeah. So the Gemara is going to say, explain it over here. So we've got two distinctions. One is Naranida, right? First one was Naranida. Second one was Achos Ishtar. So we're going like this. According to Rabbi Nachunya, who said Shabbos and Yom Kippur are examples. So Ma Shabbos Ein Lo Heter Achar Yisura. Just like Shabbos, there's no Heter. Meaning, once Shabbos is Usur, and it will remain that way forever. It doesn't change. There's never going to be Heter for Shabbos. Until you make Abdullah, right? And then it's not Shabbos anymore. Yom Kippur, Mein Leheter Achar Yisura, Yom Kippur also isn't going anywhere. Although, you know something? I just thought of this. Shlomo HaMelech was Matar Achila on Yom Kippur when he built the base of Mikdash. So, you know, it's funny that the Gemara says there is a Heter sometimes. But I guess that was a one-time event. Can't look forward to another one of those.
During the bubonic plague, was it? That one of the rabbanim.
That's a false. It's a false story. The story. It's a very famously. It's a famous story, which it turns out, if you listen to the, I think Schneer Lyman and others who talk about this story, they say it never happened. Ve'elu hoil v'yesh lahen heter achar isuron, but these prohibitions, meaning. Nida, right? Nida she's going to become Ois Nida when she goes to the mikvah. That Isser goes away. Or Achos Ishto. If his wife dies, then her sister becomes Mutter to the husband. So therefore, what we're trying to say is that according to him, these Isserim are different than Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So when is there going to come along in Rav Minei if it's something which there's no Heter for? But if there's something which has a heter, then that is a little bit lighter in terms of its onesh, the way we view the onesh, and therefore you won't say kol ibn Ramine, you'd be chayef in those cases, right?
What about a case of pikuach nefesh on Shabbos?
That's not
asking. Are you asking a question which assumes something? I want to make sure I got this right. Because what you're really saying to me is that if someone were to go and violate the Shabbos to save someone else's life, and in the process was mazik something, would you say kol ibn Ramine? Is he chayev of anything?
Driving a solid truck and runs into someone.
Yeah, I mean, is he chayev anything min hashamayim? He's not chayev of anything. He's doing a mitzvah. So there's no kol ibn Ramine. I mean, I don't think so. So, does that answer your question?
Okay, I was just saying that the Gemara is saying the Shabbos has no heter. It's looking at it.
Oh, that's what you're saying. You're saying it's possible to have a heter. Okay, I hear. I misunderstood your question. Would that be considered that it is a heter? The same way we say that your wife, when her sister dies, or when your wife dies, rather, that her sister becomes mutter. The same way you say Anita, when she goes to the mikvah, become muteras. You say the same thing by Shabbos. Why does the Gemara say there's no heter for Shabbos? There is a case where it's mutter in pikuach nefesh. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
Yom Kippur also has cases.
Yom Kippur also, for that matter. True, for sure. Yeah, I don't know.
But it's not Kimmel and Ramine because it's a heter.
Exactly. If there's no Aveira, there's no Kimmel and Ramine. Mm-hmm. And I would say probably that would be the answer to your question, that's not called a heter to the Isser because it's Mutter, right? Right, okay. Okay, let's go on. So that's the question. So, okay, we only spoke out one side. So we're trying to come up with, again, the question at hand here is what's the difference between Rav Nachunya and Rav Shimon ben Manasseh? So Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, remember, he said, Kishem, that mechuyve mises bezin is het kolim ramine. So it's true by chayve krisus. So according to the way he said it, right? Rabbi Shimon Manasseh says Shabbos yesh b'karis. We don't make a problem yesh b'karis. Heilu hal v'yesh b'hen karis enu b'shalim. So these also the nida doesn't has karis. Achos Ishto has karis, and therefore, since they have karis, you don't have to pay. So that will be nafkamina. Ma v'nehon, this will be nafkamina. Okay. Now let's go another case. If you have a passing boy, lavin ukresos ma ordrim ba ilain tanoi. What about these tanoim? What are they going to hold if you have someone who's chayav malchus and he's chayav karis? The same way karis passes you from Tashlum and Alfs Komle Bidurami Minei, would you say Komle Bidurami Minei that Chorus will party you from getting Malkus? That's the question. I'm Rabbi Yossi.
That shows that Chorus is worse than Malkus. Because Malkus is the one that would be exempt.
I hear what you're saying. Five. Yeah, I guess it sounds right. I probably think you're right. Yeah, on Rabbi Yosi tzricha l'rabbanan. It's necessary. And it means the rabbis were trying to clarify. They're trying to ask this question. They were like tumbling over this kasha, right? I don't know. He doesn't really explain this too much.
Also, by the way, it's interesting. You can't reverse it because since we're not in control of kares. You can't right. Say, would Makos exempt you from a person from Kares? It's not like our Cheshbon, right? We don't know. Do we know?
Well, the Gemara might say it. My Kabrusha told me that the Gemara says someplace that when you get Shabbos, then you get Malkus, then you get Potter from Kares. But I don't know. I don't know offhand. I didn't look into it. Now, this, I just noticed, Trichel Rabbanon, I didn't know what this really meant. I thought this was an odd kind of a statement, Trichel Rabbanon. You know, the Maror Fulda actually touches up that the Gemara is trying to say that it's not a question according to our mayor. The Ilura Meir al kachak lo mifter. You see the Maror Fulda, Trichel Rabbanon. The Ilura Meir al kachak lo mifter. According to our mayor, you for sure would not be potter. The imken kashla el hen aloiken the mechavina malchus increases. Come on, look minim law. The Mishnah there says that you get Malkus with Krisus, so who are you going to go like? Elo Rabbanon and Bailei, Yisrael Elei Etanam, Departure Krisus, Mitashlum, and Rabbanon, Yipachin Yom Malkus. Okay, whatever. So he's learning Trichel Rabbanon means it was only a question according to Rabbanon, not according to Meir. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yaina, Lom Lo Shomalei Min Hadot, the Tony Rabbi Shem Meichai. Why don't you learn that from Rabbi Shem Meichai? He said, Tony Rabbi Shem Meichai, Tafin Oimer, Tafin says the following. This is Rabbi Shem Meichai said this in a brisa. The Reb Tarfon says, "Never cross the Shas, never cross the Yom Kippur." Says cross by both. My cross on the Shas, ain Makas Eitzel cross. Just like by Yom Kippur, but my cross by Shabbos is no Malkus alongside of it. Okay, 10. One does not receive Malkus for violating the Shabbos. If you were warned beforehand, you're sentenced to death by stoning. If he was not warned, he gets karis, right? And if he was warned that his action was forbidden and he would receive malchus, but he was not warned that he was sentenced to death, he does not receive malchus. Because it says, he brings over here, that's a lav shenitin lasharas misas best, and that's a famous rule. When you have a loisa say that's nitin, that could get a misas best, you don't get malchus on such a thing. So, all right. Of course, I'm going to be able to perform a Malkus Eitzel Karas. So, two Karas, it's mentioned by Yom Kippur, has no Malkus. Okay? So, it says explicitly that there's no Malkus. So, again, this was a This is Rabbi Yonah was asking, why didn't you look at the brisa that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says? What are you asking, Kashas? It's beferish in this brisa. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said that you do not get malchus. Okay. On Rabbono, come Rabbi Yosi, Matzvichim Lei. What does Rabbi Yonah Pazi need to clarify? Rabbi Shimon Lokesh. This question, the Gemara is just going to limit the question. The question is only according to Rish Lakish, not according to Rabbi Yochanan. Baram Kerb Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no question. We're going to quote them in a second. In Makas Itzel Misa Yeshlo, if according to Rabbi Yochanan there's Malkus with a Chiyav Misa, meaning if there was something which could have been Chiyav Misa, had there been a Hasra for Misa, but instead there was a Hasra for Malkus, and you get Malkus. So Makas Eitzel Kares Lo Kol Shekein. Then for sure, in other words, if Misa wouldn't be enough to part you from the Malkus, so then Kol Shekein Kares wouldn't be enough to part you from the Malkus. Right? The Ispalgan, because Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish had a Machlokas in the following case. HaShokhet Osem Espano L'Shum Avad Izar, right? Person is not allowed to shecht two animals, the mother and the son, and the son, on the same day. And if you shechted the son the same day as the mother, but you, when you shechted the son, you were having in mind the shechted for Avodah Zarah. So you have two lois asays coming together, the lois asay of Osir Es Benoi, lois Sishchat Ubiyam Echad, and the Avera of Avodah Zarah. So Rabbi Yochanan says the following. If they give a hasra for the lesser of the lois asays, like he's going to get malchus. L'shuma avodah zarah, if he gives him hasra for avodah zarah, niskal, then you stone him, right? In other words, then he would be stoned. He would not receive lashes, right?
If he gets hasra for both?
Well, that's not. We're not discussing that right now. I think it's partial that you would not get both. You wouldn't give him malchus and then give him misa. We're talking about we gave him hasra for one, and we're trying to figure out, are you going to be putter because you have a chiyav misa here? Else kum le b'derabim minei, and therefore, even though you don't get the misa, you won't get malchus either because he said come and ramen even if it's mishogeg, right? That's Rabbi Yochanan's shita. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan holds come and ramen applies whether it happens or whether it doesn't happen. It's Rish Lakish. Did I say that? I think so. So Rishim and Lakish Amar Afilu Hisubal Lishum Oisas Benoi, even if they give Hasra for Oisas Benoi, ain't a like he doesn't get malchus. Me'achar. Since there was a possibility, right? So you see the issue of whether, right? So now we're saying basically a very partial svar. So your original question was, is Karis going to be coming around in Elgami Malkus? Well, if Misa doesn't part you from Malkus, surely Karis is not going to part you from Malkus. And we see Rebekah holds Misa does not part you from Malkus. If you give Asra from Malkus, you get Malkus. So that was not a question. Actually, 15, he does bring your case, Tzvi, of both. Even if he was warned that he would be punished both for it and its offspring and for idolatry, he does not receive malchus. In this case, he will actually be executed for his action. Right, that's it. Okay, so that's Pasha. So, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, an act that bears the death penalty can nonetheless incur lashes. Certainly then, an act that merely incurs karas can certainly incur lashes. So therefore, the whole question of Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi can only be a contra Rish Lakish. And that's the end of the page.
Beautiful.
I'm not paying.
I'm going to send you the right one. Did you open the box? Or did you open the box?
I did not open the box. I think so. I mean, but
I'm sure it was.
It's written in Hebrew on the outside of the box. So.